Charlie Mulligan, running for State Senate District 41. Hey, Charlie, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Pete?
I am doing all right. So I was taking a look at your Facebook page. Do you know, like, your Charlie for Mech? It's very close to, like, Charlotte Mech. Do you know that? Char-Mech? Like, very close. Is there something there? Like, can we do something with that from a marketing standpoint?
I think we can make that happen. I mean, if you can get your Equinox cookies, then we can make Char-Mech happen.
See, now, if you would like to help with that effort as well, maybe head over to Twitter and, like, kind of prop that up for me on Cantori's tweets. I don't know if he reads them a lot, but, like... I think if we could show a movement, that might be helpful. All right, so let me ask you, Senate District 41, do you know the boundaries of the 41? Do we know what they are at this point?
Yeah.
So okay.
It's going to be Matthews, Mint Hill, Ballantyne, and then basically the lower South Park area up to about Fairview.
The lower South, is this like LOSP? The LOSP? Is this going to get its own branding, its own area?
Yeah, I don't know. We're really stretching here today. I'm going to probably retire at branding. But yes, just south of South Park.
Just south of South Park. Okay. So and so this area, it's not completely a new area for a Senate district, obviously. And this is the area, if I recall correctly, is this the one that Rachel Hunt is in? Is this the one she represents right now?
That's right. Rachel Hunt is planning to run on the Democratic side of the
okay.
race.
Is it? Do you know what the numbers look like from a partisan standpoint? I know that's unconstitutional, but are we allowed to look at this? Like, can we see? Like, does this favor a Republican or a Democrat more so than the other?
Well, as a candidate who is interested in his chances of winning, I have in fact looked that up. It's really a 50-50 race.
Okay.
Jeff Jackson. It's part of Jeff Jackson's old seat. It's part of DeAndrea Salvador's seat. Which have both won and run by Democrats, but the way that it's drawn right now, it's about a D+2. So it's
okay.
Democrat favoring, but certainly could be won by either party.
Well, yeah, and if we just prevent everybody on the Democrat side from voting, as we are known to do,
right.
Then it becomes way easier, obviously. so you say in the your Facebook page, by the way, people can look you up on Facebook, which is facebook.com/CharlieForMech. And so I got to ask you, because you say that you've got some ideas and you want a new direction. You've got a common sense platform for South Mech. And that is scary to the Democratic establishment. So what is the common sense platform for South Mecklenburg?
Well, I think you have to take a look at, you know, we've had about a decade now, uninterrupted, where the Democrats have been able to run everything, right? We've got pretty much everybody in the NC House and the NC Senate is a Democrat. City Council, majority Democrats. County Commission is currently 100% Democrats. So, yeah, I mean, my common sense really takes a look at the kind of what that has gotten us, because I think it's fair to say they've had a chance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got more than half of our students in CMS are not proficient at math. It's like 49% proficient, and then about 30-something in reading. And that was before the pandemic, in 2018. After the pandemic, those test scores dropped 30% from that. So schools aren't doing well. We've got, I think, more than 10,000 cases backlogged right now in Mecklenburg County courts.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got people who are having their, in my opinion, their Sixth and Eighth Amendment rights violated. And, of course, since we've got overflowing jails and kind of a dipping our toes into the old defund the police waters here and there, we've got, you know, pretty much the elimination of cash bail, which is what people... who have, you know, committed crimes or stand accused of committing crimes, being released, and guess what? Committing more crimes. So,
like city council members. Yeah, like city council members. Oh, I'm kidding.
I'm staying out of that one. But yeah, you know, 2020 was a murder record. They just released the numbers from 2021, and they're all excited because we were just short of the record this time.
Yeah.
We didn't set a new one, which is great news.
Right, we weren't as bad as we were in the recordly bad year prior. So we didn't surpass our worst number.
Right, and then we're not even really, when it comes to South Mech, we're not really bringing home the bacon, so to speak. You know, when it comes to House and Senate members, they should be investing in their districts. And it really seems to me that the current representation that we have, they're much more interested in angling for a gig with the Biden administration or getting plaudits from national Democrats. Here's a great, and they're just not coming through for this district. Great example. I'm sure you heard about this, Pete, but we basically lost half of our funding for roads, half of our planned funding from the state for road improvements in the 2020 budget. Well, there's nobody up there representing South Mech in the room with the people who lead the General Assembly to prevent that from happening. And if you've been to the south side of the county, my gosh, do we need improvements when it comes to our roads? You know, so these are the types of things that it's not, I don't think any of this should be controversial. And, and I'm tired of losing to Democrats, so that's why I'm running.
Right. So politics, I've said this for years, politics is about relationships. And if you can't, like you said, even be in the room to have a conversation to try to get stuff. And look, I've talked to state lawmakers. And when there was, like, for example, and he had told me this in an interview, I'm not speaking out of turn. This was Representative Jason Sain. And they had one of his colleagues, a Democrat, came to him and asked him, hey, can you work with us on this police body cam bill that they wanted to tweak? They wanted to change something, whatever, and or get some money maybe for body cams. I forget specifically, but it was about cop cams. And Sain worked with this Black Democratic member in the House. And he said, look, like, we both have the same aim here. There's no reason why we can't work together on these things where we agree. And if you can't even do that, then you're not an effective representative for your constituents. And it doesn't matter if you're left or right, if you're in the minority party, you got to be able to forge a coalition with certain members of the majority party. That, I mean, that's just a truism across the board.
Yeah, and it's gotten so toxic, frankly. You know, so many of our members, including my future opponent, have just spent so much time catcalling our Republican General Assembly and name calling that it's almost impossible at this point to get Raleigh to, you know, help us here in Charlotte. And there's lots of investments that need to be made. We've got plenty of overcrowding problems. We've got a housing crisis. Like I said, we've got roads that need improvements. And it's like, my experience has been talking to people in South Mech, whether that's Matthews, Mint Hill, Ballantyne, whatever, they just feel left out. They feel taken advantage of and taken for granted, right? This is the majority of the tax base for Charlotte and for a good portion of Mecklenburg County's tax base. And they're like, well, you're fine, right? And that's just, that's unacceptable, in my opinion. And I think, you know, I have on my website, not only can we do better, we deserve better. And that's really, you know, a big core of what I'm running on. My slogan is expect more. So,
see, and the website is?
CharlieForMech.com.
There you go. See, so when you said
that's
website,
the word for, not the number.
Not the number, right. So that's right. So I know, like, is this your first run for office, by the way?
It is, yeah.
Okay. So anytime you say website, you got to say the website name. So just keep that in mind.
You're right.
You got to plug that. You got to plug that. Your campaign managers will get really mad at you if you don't. So CharlieForMech.com is the website. You can learn more about Charlie Mulligan. Thanks for your time, Charlie. We'll touch base with you again, I'm sure, during the campaign season. And best of luck on the campaign trail.
Thanks, Pete. Stay safe this weekend.